Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I'm the base of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I hold the record for
pay per view. Mike, if I know my drop, I know my situation. I don't want to fight. I'm just looking for the production. But it's going to be with it. It's going to be worth it for both of us.
BoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. We're back from Las Vegas and definitely back from what is the biggest fight of this year. Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez put on a show for all of us live in Las Vegas and for the millions watching across the world. And I think that it sent ripples across the boxing industry because Billy Joe Saunders had a fight on the same day versus Willie Monroe Jr., El Mongoose. And instead of waiting for Gennady Golovkin, since there was a draw in that fight, Billy Joe Saunders is instead going to be calling out Amir Khan. Now, on one hand, I can kind of see, you know, his logic to this. It's like, look, the fight was a draw. It was controversial. They're probably going to be renegotiating for that rematch. And that rematch may not happen till May 5th. So I want to fight. I've been inactive waiting on the big fight and haven't gotten it. But that is a key word, and we'll double back to that once I get to all my panelists, and that is big fight. We have Steven Calderon on the line, and we have Matthew the Hipster Hunter and Enrique Church. We're going to go out to the Garden State, my home, your home, the Cash Weezy's home.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I said fight two.
Stay focused, stay working my dad.
I said fight two. I'm going to win.
Fight
two.
Right, boxing voice. If it comes to fight, I'm going to
have
to look for
it. I said fight two.
I think you're accurate.
Yes, welcome home, right? That's how we
welcome
said it.
Welcome back, Enrique Church.
Yeah, welcome back, Nestor Gibbs. Long, long-ass fight, but a hell of a time in Las Vegas for that fight that people call controversial. But when I got home and into a boxing gym, you know, the news was different. It wasn't controversial. I haven't yet watched it on television. So, you know, people were more upset about Gennady Golovkin for other reasons. And some were, had other things to say, positive for Canelo Alvarez. But Billy Joe Saunders not waiting. I understand, just like you said, why wait when he knows that the bigger fight for Gennady or the bigger fight for Saul is each other, right? There's no hype behind them. They earned their spots, and they had a great-ass fight, I thought. No matter what the score was, the fight was amazing. But Billy Joe Saunders is a middleweight, and at least as far as that I know, and Khan, when he fought Canelo, I might be wrong, 154 pounds, he was a little flabby. Am I wrong? Am I right? But yeah, I think that's a payday fight for him. He's going after the money. So those are my thoughts. Billy Joe Saunders, that is.
I think you might be right. Let's get on out to California and mix things up.
Dollar D, the Austin production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very confident guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
Lean on me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock. In black, knock out. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Haters beware, the hipster ain't here. He took some equipment to Las Vegas, and he still ain't got it right. We're going to go and stay in Los Angeles since he's dropping the ball. Call him non-techie hipster. We're going to go out to Steven Calderoni.
Nothing but smooth sailing.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you. Don't be nervous because Matt dropped the ball. You're the super producer.
I just want to make sure that, you know, someone from Cali gets to represent. Anyways, it was a great weekend, guys. For anybody who missed the show, shame on you, because make sure that you go back and listen to it. It was an amazing show. Kenny Porter was there. I'm still, like, drooling over the picture that I got with him, because as good as he looked, I looked damn good too. So, you know, it was a great week.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's go back out to New Jersey. No intro yet. Waiting on the Dollar DiBiase man himself. Alex Doomsday Lion as what it does.
What it is. What it is, bro. And, you know, I'm excited to talk about this matchup, but then again, I'm not. The Triple G fight was amazing. A lot of controversy. It was a great show for us, our first live show at the Beer Hoss, and She Was Regal sponsored us. It was a great, great turnout, a great event, and I had a lot of fun, man, interacting with the fans. That hot seat, man. What about that hot seat, right?
Now, that definitely was a highlight of the weekend for us. But getting back and you know, seeing the results, we all were following closely the fight between Billy Joe Saunders and Willie Monroe Jr. And, you know, basically the treatment that Monroe received. So Billy Joe right now is kind of on everyone's radar. And he had the opportunity, I guess, to make things right, depending on what was said post-fight. But calling out Amir Khan, that doesn't sit well for me. We didn't like it when Canelo did it, and I'm hoping that the fight fans don't like it now that he's calling him out to 6 pounds heavier at 160. It just doesn't feel right. I mean, I understand that he needs a big fight. I understand that he's looking for something to help his popularity, and Amir Khan being a big name in the UK, I guess it makes sense from a promotional standpoint, but definitely a dangerous fight for Khan, and I don't think it's a lucrative one. I mean, am I right here, or do you guys feel like Khan, Billy Joe Saunders can end up being a big fight the way that a Kell Brook Khan or a Kell Brook and Triple G was, or a you know, Chris Eubank and Billy Joe Saunders? Is it even as big as that?
I think it's big because of Amir Khan. Billy Joe Saunders, I really don't know what his attributes are as a fighter. I'm surprised that he beat Willie Monroe. So, yeah, I think it's bigger in the UK versus out here in America. But Amir Khan still has that name. You got to remember, once upon a time, he was a candidate to face Pacquiao, to face Mayweather. So he's been in the news a lot, and he's a star.
I know, but is he an A-side star that to carry a Billy Joe Saunders that's relatively unknown over here? But we do got to give Billy Joe some credit, though. I mean, Steven, I know you're well-versed in Billy Joe Saunders. I mean, now this becomes his second kind of American television fighter scalp with Willie Monroe Jr. and Andy Lee. Then you throw in Chris Eubank Jr. I mean, maybe Gennady Golovkin should be trying to get this last title, or Canelo Alvarez for that matter, just to juicy up the rematch between the two.
Well, like, if you consider, like, that he did get that exposure when he did fight Andy Lee, and you go back and you watch that Andy Lee fight, I mean, it wasn't like the best fight, but he definitely won it convincingly. And Andy Lee, I would argue, has a pretty decent name here in America, because we've seen him fight guys like Julio Cesar Chavez. And, you know, we've seen him knock guys out with that right hook when he's damn near losing. I don't think he's got that big of a name, though. And I think the only reason why HBO would be interested in having a Gennady Golovkin versus Billy Joe Saunders fight is just to unify. Now, Billy Joe Saunders versus Amir Khan, I think, sells big in the UK, because the UK loves boxing and they really don't hate over there. They don't really discriminate. If it's two big names, it seems like they're willing to pay for it.
What about you, Enrique? I mean, do you remember Andy Lee enough to care or for it to mean something on the resume of Billy Joe Saunders for me from a casual perspective. Because, I mean, again, Billy Joe Saunders, Chris Eubank Jr., now Willie Monroe Jr. Right. No, not Billy Joe Saunders. That's the guy who actually won. I mean, Andy Lee,
right.
Eubank, and Monroe. That's a pretty good resume, especially in this thin middleweight division.
Right, a startup. A good startup. Yeah, I know Andy Lee. He fought Kid Chocolate, and they went at it. And then Andy Lee also fought Sergio Martinez, if I'm right or wrong. Right? Is that true? No? He didn't fight him? Cotto? Somebody? But I know Andy Lee's name against Kid Chocolate. I'm not attracted to him fighting Billy Joe Saunders. I prefer Amir Khan. I want to see Amir Khan get back in the ring. You know, is he the A side in this? I'm going to say, yeah. He's coming off losses, right? Or well, I don't know his track record right now where it stands, but I would like to see Amir Khan versus Billy Joe Saunders.
I think a Chris Eubank matchup would be.
I can't believe he said he would like to do that.
Why not?
Amir Khan, I mean, ever since he got knocked out by Canelo in that fashion, man, he hasn't. I mean, look,
he's fast.
Crowd doesn't. Yeah, he's fast, but has he put on extra weight? Has he put on extra weight to go fight Billy Saunders? I mean, what has he been doing? I mean, you know, fighting the heavier guy, bigger guy, we saw what happened to him. So, I mean, I'm not as excited to see him fight somebody like that. I think Eubank Jr. would be more attractive, exciting.
I believe that too. I think it could be a strategy though, Ness, right? So Amir Khan is very popular. Billy Joe getting that name on his resume brings him into like the people's eyes in the middleweight division. Like, oh, okay, Canelo or Gennady's next. He knocked out. I mean, hardcores aren't going to accept that as a fight to put him up against the Wolves, which are those two names, GGG and Canelo. But I think, yeah, that might be the idea is to get that win and, you know, win that fame as well and become that fighter that says, I beat Amir Khan, who's next? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
You don't agree?
I just don't agree. I don't think it's a good fight in any way, shape, or form. And
what do you think about what Doomsday said? What do you think about what Doomsday said? Doomsday said that rematch with Chris Eubanks. But I think Eubanks is now campaigning at 168. Do you think Saunders goes up for Eubanks, or do you think Eubank would go down for Saunders?
I mean, again, I'm not really interested in Billy Joe fighting anyone other than like a Gennady or a Canelo. I think that they need to capitalize, right? Like, you figure that was a tough fight for both men, both Canelo and Gennady, right? So it's logical that if there's going to be a rematch, it's going to happen in May. So one of them needs to step up to the plate, preferably Canelo, to make the rematch a little bit better, him having one of those last remaining titles. So maybe he should take the December fight with Billy Joe Saunders, because we both know they're not going to just jump in to a fight with each other again until May. So
what's up with that rematch clause? Because remember, there was the rematch clause that if Canelo lost, he got the rematch, but it wasn't the same for Triple G. Now that it's a draw, do we know that they're going to sign for sure to fight each other?
No, we don't know. But due to the controversy, due to that scorecard, you know, you have to assume that both camps are at least conversing about these topics.
And the fact that Canelo said that he's probably going to take the rest of the year off, and we're all speculating that he's not going to come back until May. I think it's kind of weird that Billy Joe Saunders like says that he's interested in fighting either one of those guys, but he kind of puts a deadline on it, like he wants to fight in December. Why not just sit and wait it out until you could get one of those guys when they want to? Clearly, because they're both going to want to take the rest of the year off.
If you think about it, that's what he's been doing, is waiting on those guys and kind of being dicked over. You know, the fight fans think that he's some sort of you know, guy that doesn't want to fight the big fights, that doesn't want to fight the top guys. You know, on one hand, you have him, you know, saying that Golovkin would beat he and Chris Eubank in the same night. And then on another hand, you have him, you know, turning down a lucrative offer. So he himself has kind of put his foot up his ass, and at the same time, you know, tried the route that you're saying, wait around. It really didn't work for him.
Yeah, okay, I can see that didn't work for him, but I mean, saying, oh, I want to fight one of you guys, by the way, it's got to be December, that's when I want my next fight to be, that's not going to work for him either. I think at that point, I guess it makes sense then why he would call out someone like an Amir Khan, even though none of us would really like that fight, and none of us think it's kind of a match worth doing. What other big money name guys do you think he could get in the ring with him from, say, 154, which would be the closest division, we might give him a pass on. That's why I think the Eubank fight actually kind of makes sense. I liked when Doomsday said that. I think you could do a Eubank fight and sell that.
Do Eubank, Steven. You guys are busy with everyday life because Eubank is in the World Boxing Super Series. He has a fight scheduled. And, you know, if he wins, he's in another division. There's just so many hurdles in there.
So then what do you think Billy Joe's going to do then? You think he really is just going to chase Amir Khan and hope Amir Khan jumps up? I don't see Amir Khan jumping up again because that Canelo fight obviously was the money fight. Billy Joe, I think it sells in the UK, but it doesn't sell, like, anywhere else.
Yeah, that's why he has to be the A-side, I think. So he's still the popular fighter in my eyes. So I won't go on. So now that you put a schedule on it, right, and you're like, okay, Canelo and Gennady, they're not going to fight till next year, so – one of them could do.
I mean, I'm not sure, but it makes sense to wait for Cinco de Mayo to do it again. It
does make 100% sense. So now knowing that and just putting that into the line is like, all right, cool. So if one of them step out to then rematch, yeah, that would be great because then they have that other trinket, right? And you say it makes sense that Canelo does it. I think, either one of them might do it, man. It's an easy belt, right? I think. No? Billy Joe's the truth?
Yeah, if I'm Canelo, I'd probably go out for Billy Joe because why not? You get that belt, bring it back to the table. Because in the rematch, you know, for negotiating, Canelo seems to really, really believe that, you know, this is his era. He's going to be the one who dictates when they fight again. He's going to be the A side again going into negotiations. So maybe if you have that belt, it gets to further prove your point and maybe smooth things over. I don't know.
I think so. Listen. For both men, the best thing that happened was a draw, right? Because they get to do it again and make big money again. And I don't think it's going to take as long as it did. Canelo showed that he isn't afraid. There was a lot of people thought that he was afraid to fight or take this fight. And there was a lot of people thought that Gennady was a monster. But we'll get into that on our Gennady Golovkin and Canelo review. We're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines, see what the world thinks about this topic. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. If you appreciate this podcast, that is one of the best ways to show that you do. You could also head on over to iTunes, drop us a 5-star review, and help us remain the number one boxing podcast on iTunes. Thank you to you guys. We're going to go to the sponsors and then the callers. Remember, the number is 1-425-569-5241. International callers can add me on Skype. My name is Nestor Gibbs. That's NestorGibbs.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to one of our alumni callers nowadays, and it's been a minute.
So you know who I miss? I miss Blackface.
I thought I won the fight.
You thought you won the fight? Why?
Ain't no fucking pattern in the fucking glove.
Yeah. It's Black Face on the microphone. Yo, Nessman, where you been, man? Where you been?
Traveling, brother, putting in work for TBV, trying to help the brand grow.
Putting in work. Yo, you was up in Girl Collection, man, living it up. I know what he's doing. He's probably up in there. You had the whole squad up in there partying with Mayweather and the rest of them in it.
Ah, man, I wish, bro, but I had explicit words from my girlfriend not to step foot or near the vicinity of Girl Collection. I was not allowed.
Okay. Well, I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. But, yeah, I think to myself, yeah, where is this Joel Ortiz looking motherfucker? I bet he's out here living it up in TBV time, man. But, yeah, he is my cool, man. I said, yo, Amir Khan, should it be anywhere near any type of title shot? I don't care what anybody says.
Hold on a minute there. Hold on a minute. Hey, Wesley. Come on, step your game up or get off this chat really quick. Mute yourself. If we're not talking to you, we need you muted. You just robbed poor Blackface in like 30 seconds. Go, Blackface.
Yeah, Amir Khan shouldn't be anywhere near any type of title shot. The guy's coming off a loss. Like, I understand that, yeah, he might be a somewhat of a big fight over here, but Billy Joe Saunders is a piece of shit for mentioning Amir Khan's name. Billy Joe Saunders needs a contract in 160 division. He needs to either fight Canelo or GGG or just fight some mandatory or take some voluntary, but he has to fight something in his weight class. You don't get credit from beating up smaller fighters. That's the bottom line. And Amir Khan's lost in every single way. We've seen Amir Khan get counted out by the referee. We've seen Amir Khan get stopped on his feet versus Danny Garcia. We've seen Amir Khan lose under decision to Lamont Peterson. And we've seen Amir Khan lying on his back against Canelo Alvarez, looking at the stars, trying to figure out what time he's going to get to Allah. Amir Khan doesn't have any title shot in any type of division. Billy Joe Saunders needs to concentrate on what he's doing in his division. Canelo GGG, or maybe Charlo, or someone else in 160, or even look up. You don't look down on divisions. Looking down on divisions is some sucker shit. You look up in divisions, you try to fight bigger guys. Get me, man, to try to make their name and fight smaller guys, man. I don't like that style. Billy Joe Saunders, if you're listening, fight 160, fight 168 people. Don't look down on 147, 154 pounders. That's my call, man. I'm done talking to you, man. I'll be on the next one. When's the next Triple G review show?
Well, you better subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's the only way to get the notification. We're going to be doing a bunch of shows today. We are back. That's all you need to know. We're going to stay in the UK. We're going out to Idris. Talk to me, Wesley. We're going to go to Wesley first so we can get him out of here because he's still with the unmuted mic. I should make you freaking wait. Go.
How you doing, the Rosen boy?
Wesley, what's up with your mic, B? Like, why are you always hot?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you extremely loud.
Yeah, sorry about that. Amir Khan shouldn't get a big fight. He doesn't deserve a big fight. What's he done in boxing after he got knocked out by Canelo? What's he done? What's he done since? What's he done since then?
He's waiting around using his fame. That's why Billy Joe's calling him out. I mean, you guys made me kind of change my mind, Blackface, that is, about what has Amir Khan done. But Amir Khan can box, man. Let's not forget that. He was a world champion.
Yeah, he can box, but he's got a weak chin. Every time he gets hit, he gets knocked out.
Well, that's why Billy Joe's calling him out. He wants that shine. He wants that I beat Amir Khan medal around his neck.
In fact, he should fight someone like a Canelo or Triple G. Obviously, we don't know who the real winner is, because I believe Canelo lost the fight, but we have to wait and see for the rematch to happen. And once the rematch happens, Canelo or Triple G should fight a Billy Joe Saunders, not thinking about fighting Amir Khan. What's he thinking about? What's he doing? Because everyone criticized Canelo for fighting Amir Khan, but now everyone doesn't want to criticize Billy Joe for fighting Amir Khan. Why is that?
I think a lot of people will want to criticize Billy Joe if he does get the Amir Khan fight. I just think that it'll sell.
I definitely would, because... Yeah.
Well, all right, Wesley, let me get to some other callers here. We're going to go out to Idris. Talk to us.
Yeah, what's happening, man? Long time on that, man. You need to keep it more consistent right now. I know you lot are away on a little vacation, that, but listen.
Vacation, man. Saunders. We was in Vegas working. First live show, bro. That's a goal and an accomplishment.
Patreon content as well, man. Listen, anyway, let me get to this Billy Joe Saunders thing here. He can only be good for us because you can tell he's really looking for that cash out. And you know what? That's going to mean Canelo or Golovkin, man. And he's there because he's falling in that missing part of the jigsaw, you know, WBO title. That's what he's got to offer. So I honestly think that Canelo or Golovkin fight is going to come. Because first of all, you have to remember he's British. So Canelo or Golovkin, they're going to get a lot of views for that. Plus, he's got a WBO title, and I think it's going to be an easy win. I don't think it'll be hard to negotiate. Amir Khan is dreaming about that, man. That's not happening, man. I think that's more of a Dominic Ingle fetish. He's been talking about Amir Khan for about 9 years now. And now he's got a new fighter in Billy Joe Saunders. He's still trying to bring him up. So I think he needs to let go of that hope. And really, the Canelo or Golovkin fight, I think that's going to happen. He's looking to cash out. I'm actually, you know, these are prize fighters, man. You have to remember, man, he wants his money. And then we can get a proper match for the Canelo Golovkin rematch. At least then we could say this is, you like, undisputed, should make it bigger. You know, a rematch, there's nothing really, I don't know if it will do more views than the first, but undisputed probably might. Businessman.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Thanks for calling in, Idris. If Canelo, in my opinion, wants to wait Triple G around a little bit more, you know, wants to make the fight a little bit bigger, December, HBO, free HBO with Billy Joe. I don't know. Do you guys think, really quick, before we go to another caller, Steven and Alex, do you guys think that people would pay for Billy Joe Saunders versus Canelo on pay-per-view here in America? Right. I'm talking.
That's a tough sell. I don't think so.
I'm talking in December too. Steven, tap your mic because you're not looking at the chat. Tap your mic.
I'm saying
it's not working. Exactly.
Am I
not working?
Hello.
You know, you're good.
Okay. I'm saying you know, depending on how the fight's gonna be sold, you know, how they're gonna
what do you mean by that?
I mean, because, you know, guys can sell the fight pretty good leading up into it. You know what I mean? Just
you're saying build up.
Build up. You know, build this.
But how much does build up have to do with pay per view numbers and or fans?
Well, Canelo
to pay for it.
Well, Canelo's already a pay per view star, so I mean, people are gonna pay to see him. How attractive is the fight? I mean, Billy Joe Saunders is probably doesn't get too much attention, I guess, out here in the States. I honestly, we haven't even mentioned other middleweights that might be available for Saunders besides Amir Khan. What other middleweights?
Because he called out Amir Khan, so why mention anyone else?
No, what I'm saying is that who else would the public like to see him with you know, if Amir Khan doesn't work out or just the public just doesn't want to see it. He just called him out. And well,
again, I mean,
have we received a response from Amir Khan
Of course not. Way too soon. And again, I just don't think that Billy Joe is a lucrative offer. Like, Amir Khan's the A side in that fight.
Well, Amir Khan has the name, but just because of the ways he's lost and the fashions that he's lost, I don't think that the people would want to see him go up against a heavier guy again. So, you know, Billy Saunders, why he called Amir Khan, you just don't know. I mean, easy fight. I don't know what he's thinking that's going to bring to him.
Marketability, obviously. I mean, Khan is a name that is international, both in the UK market here and there and in the US market. So it's understandable why Billy Joe would want it. Like you said, easy fight, right? Like Blackface said, the guy's lost in every fashion possible. So, you know, Billy Joe is trying to capitalize on that, similar to how Canelo did. But because Canelo has done what he's done, I don't know if that can be sold. But it is the UK and that market. It's possible. But, you know, again, I would like to see Canelo come right back. He didn't suffer damage. I say come right back and do Billy Joe in December and get that title.
What's because David?
I feel he showed levels.
What's David Lemieux been doing?
Now that you bring that up, can you hear me all right? It's better.
I mean, it's the same empty room, but what's up?
All right. Well, now that we're bringing up David Lemieux, David Lemieux is ranked really high in the WBO. He was ranked number one not too long ago. Willman Rose, number two. You also got Jermall Charlo and Daniel Jacobs that are also ranked in the top five in the WBO's middleweight. So he's also got those options.
Yeah, better options, more attractive fights. We just don't want to see Amir Khan getting hurt. I mean, he's a great fighter, fast hands. I mean, you know, you have good days and bad days at the office, but just seeing him hit by these bigger guys, nobody wants to see that again. You know, we'd rather see him, or should I say, we'd rather see Billy Joe with a you know, a legitimate 160 pounder that's fought at that weight and that's, you know, has the size. David Lemieux. Who else do we have? George Hyland. I don't know if he's a
why would Billy Joe Saunders fight Jorge Hyland?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not what he wants. What I'm saying is that as a fight fan, you want styles makes fights. You want to see a good fight. What is Amir Khan going to do to Billy Joe Saunders besides
but
pity?
I'm not advocating for this fight. I'm just asking, okay. Why would you even, I mean, mention, I would rather watch Amir Khan versus Billy Joe than fucking Jorge Hyland. Did you see his leg versus Charlo? Like, what are you even, oh, man, I'm going out to Rob. Let's go back to the callers. These guys are still sleep over here. It's the jet lag from the trip to Vegas. We're going to go to the UK again. We got Rob in the UK.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he'd be. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get my face out.
BoxingVoice.com.
You hear me?
We hear you, Rob. What's up?
All good. Hey, Doomy, wake up, mate. Middy's coming.
Middy's coming. He's coming to meet his doom.
All good. Hey, it's great to see all you guys on the panel there. Nice, great weekend for you guys. And, you know, superb. I think TBV moving up. But, yeah, regarding this fight, I'm not interested in it either way. I've got no interest in Amir Khan. I've got no interest in Billy Joe Saunders. The disrespect he showed to Willie, just awful. You know, his son on the stage doing what he'd done and everything. I've got zero interest in. All I want to see is Triple G come over and just bounce him around the ring and take his belt and tee it up nicely. I don't think Canelo's going to. I think he said in the press conference, that's it. He's having a holiday. He's not coming back this year. So, yeah, I think Triple G would do well to come and take that other strap and put Billy Joe Saunders back in his box. Amir Khan, I think he's slowly losing the plot. I think he's just going crazy lately. I'm not sure what's going on with him. But, yeah, great to see you guys back. Well done for the weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.
Rob, thanks for holding things down while we were gone, and great call as always. We're going to keep the phone lines moving. We're going out to California from the UK. Long flight over. Donald in Richmond, talk to us.
What's up? You know what? I think that Gennady Golovkin should just try to move forward a little bit and go for the Billy Joe Saunders fight and get the belt. That way he did actually unify and get all the titles, because with the way the scorecards went with that fight with Canelo, if he rematches Canelo again, who's to say that it'll be the same fight again and they'll just give it to Canelo and it'll just be a complete straight robbery and he'll lose everything. At least if something like that happened, he'll get the belt from Billy Joe Saunders. I mean, I feel like Canelo, he did good in the fight. I don't give the fight to Canelo because Canelo's issue, and of what I've always said this about Canelo, is he always fights in spurts. And fighting someone like Canelo, I could never give the fight to Canelo if he comes back in the rematch and he fights in spurts like that again.
Donald, what are you talking about, Donald? We're talking about Billy Joe Saunders here, brother. Where are you, bro?
I know. What I'm trying to get to is that Billy Joe needs to fight Gennady Golovkin. I don't think Canelo would take that fight, not unless Canelo really wants to get in a position for that big deal again. But I mean, Billy Joe Saunders, he's got Daniel Jacobs. He's got David Lemieux, which I think those are too big of a risky fights for Billy Joe. With him calling out Amir Khan, I feel like he just really wants an easy fight, because if he really wanted to stick his chest out there, he'd be calling out Daniel Jacobs, because Daniel Jacobs is there. I think David Lemieux is number one by the WBO right now, because Willie Monroe was number two. He can't get Robert Brant, because Robert Brant is already in a fight for October, and the next person down is Jermell Charlo and Daniel Jacobs, which I clearly don't think he wants to fight either two of those guys, because he knows he'll lose his title to them. And, you know, the Amir Khan call out, I think is ridiculous, but trying to cherry pick and call a smaller guy, who's to say Amir Khan doesn't take the fight? And what if Amir Khan gets in there and he fucking outboxes Billy Joe Saunders for 12 rounds and he doesn't really get hit with nothing hard? Because we got to remember here, Billy Joe Saunders, he is a middleweight. But he's not a big puncher. He's not somebody like Canelo. He's not somebody like Golovkin. So who's to say that Khan doesn't go in there and outflick him for 12 rounds and outbox him for 12 rounds and fuck around and get a decision? And that would be just Billy Joe Saunders' luck for treating Willie Monroe so fucked up. And you know what? I want to say this right now. I hope Amir Khan does take the fight with Billy Joe Saunders. And I hope Billy Joe Saunders loses a fucking decision to Amir Khan for how bad he treated Willie Monroe. But, you know, that's all I got for that.
All right, Donald. Well, thanks for calling in, my friend. We're going to go out to 619-619-431. What's your name, my friend?
Oh, that's Ali from Dago, man. It's my new number. So get me under this.
Well, we ain't going to be able to do that because we got no Matt today. But once he's back,
we'll get you, Ali. All right, for sure, family. All right, but I just want to say, man, Billy Ho is a hoe, man. He's always been that way. This guy always acts like he wants to fight the big names, and he talks all this shit. And then now, all of a sudden, he's not interested in Triple G or Canelo. You know, now he wants to call out Khan. That's not going to do anything for his career other than maybe give him some money in the UK. And, like, for me, at this point, I don't give anybody props for beating an Amir Khan. You know, he hasn't done anything. I wouldn't give a five-year-old props for beating an Amir Khan. You know, Amir Khan needs to come back. He shouldn't fall for this trick. He should come back and fight like a Josecito Lopez or a Victor Ortiz, somebody around them lines. And Billy Ho needs to fight a Triple G Canelo, Charlo, or a David Lemieux, or Danny Jacobs. Like, you know, they should strip him for his belts, man, because this is a cowardly move for calling out Amir Khan, a guy that he knows he can beat. Like the last caller saying that he thinks there's a chance Khan can win. Khan can't win that fight. Even though Billy Ho ain't a puncher, he would knock out Khan, you know what I'm saying, because of the weight advantage. You know, so that's basically all I got, man. But at the end of the day, I hope Billy Ho hears this. You're a hoe. You're a coward. Point blank, period.
All right, Ali, boxing, man. Thank you for calling in, Ali. As always, we're going out to Larry in the San Francisco. Talk to me.
Hey, big ups to the Boxing Voice. Great to be back on here. Hey, we got a lot of emotion on the phone lines this morning, so let me try to smooth it out just a bit. First of all, hey, Ness, I got a question real fast. If you had your choice, would you prefer $5 Patreons or $25 Patreons?
I mean, obviously it depends on the quantity.
Same quantity.
What do you mean? Same amount?
Same amount. That's what it means.
Well, why wouldn't I want more?
Okay.
I would so be able to do more.
Joe Saunders taking a Amir Khan fight over somebody like Daniel Jacobs or Jamal Charles. It's economics, folks. Fighters do not fight for props. Fighters do not fight for cred from folks on Twitter and on here. They fight to get paid. Just like I'm at work right now. Well, supposed to be working right now to get paid. That's why I'm here. And so that's why he's calling out Amir Khan. One, it's easy money for easy work. And two, it's leverage in terms of a money play. If he can't get Triple G next, then yeah, Amir Khan is the easy work to put that money in the pockets. But with all that said, I think people are slipping and sleeping on Billy Joe Saunders. He's got wins over. He beat Willie Monroe, a good fighter, Andy Lee, a better fighter, and Chris Eubank Jr., who's above there too. Those are three good wins at the middleweight division. Jermall Charlo does not have that. Daniel Jacobs, you could argue that. But Billy Joe Saunders is a good fighter. I don't think he'll beat Canelo or he'll beat Triple G, but he deserves his props. He deserves to be credited as one of the top middleweights. And if Khan is willing to give him that payday, more power to him. I'm out.
Larry, great call as always. Love to have your insight. And you make a good point because we made the same point, which is those names on his resume, man, they mean something right now, especially together. When it was just Chris Eubank Jr. long time ago, it was like, you know. Then, you know, Andy Lee, and I was like, eh. But now Willie Monroe, and it's starting to, he's starting to build towards that Golovkin type of resume where none of those fighters are the, you know, elite of the division, but definitely top 10 in the division. And you're putting scalps on the resume. We're going out to Sal. Talk to me, young Mike.
Yo, what's good, fellas? It's been a minute.
Been a long time.
Man, I miss you guys. Yeah, it's been a long time, though. But if you guys got Patreon, I'm sure I caught up a little bit whenever that video gets posted with, about my sparring. But anyway, let's talk about the topic at hand. Bro, I honestly, I don't know what the fuck is going on in the state of mind of some of these boxers nowadays. I could have sworn I was watching, like, a while back, I watched a video on iFilm London, and Billy Joe was giving Canelo shit for fighting Amerikan. I don't know what's going on there. I just feel like there's a couple of names that he should be calling out, bro. Like, what about a David Lemieux? Like, go with somebody solid. Go with some common opponents, bro. Be smart about the whole shit. There was interviews of him saying he wants to retire soon. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. He don't want to fight. He don't want to fight very long. Well, then why the fuck wouldn't you get common opponents, more common opponents, and then fight the fucking winner? Obviously, Canelo and Triple G are going to fucking fight again. So if you get common opponents, you can hype yourself up more than you already are, and you can maybe even over here in the U.S. I just feel like Billy Jones being bitch made. Yeah, he got some names, but like it was a younger Chris Eubank. Chris Eubank isn't the fighter that he was when he fought him, bro. Think of it. Andy Lee was washed. Come on, bro. Willie Monroe? Nah, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not giving him credit for shit. It's what you've done lately, and he hasn't done shit. All he does is complain. He was going at Triple G like he's older and he'll beat him and all this. Then you see what Triple G can still do against Canelo, and all of a sudden, he ain't talking about his name. All of a sudden, he's trying to call out Amir Khan. What kind of shit is that? But anyways, I'm not going to stick to it too long. I got to keep it pushing. Put my little Patreon plug in. For you guys that don't know and want to know and want to be in the loop, get you on Patreon. $3 a month will get you started. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff getting flooded in because a lot of these people got to put their sparring videos up. I submitted mine yesterday. Hey, Matt, did it go through?
I got it, brother. I haven't opened it, but I got it. I landed at 12:30
okay, cool.
a.m. last night. Long flight back from Vegas, man.
Well, there you go. Well, there you guys go, man. If you guys want to see your boy sell, if you haven't seen my face, get you on Patreon. You want to see your boy spar. I went up against a tricky southpaw, you know. He had a couple of amateur fights. So if you want to see your boy, you're not going to know what happens unless you get on. You're not going to know if Sal got work or Sal did the work. And you're not going to know. So get on and find out, baby. Anyways, till next time, guys. If you guys are going to be on later, I'm sure I'm going to be on. Like I said, I'm going to start calling in a lot more often. And that's what it is, man. You guys have a good one.
All right, Sal. Thanks for calling in, as always. Time to go out to everybody's fave.
I won't deny you.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Show them.
La da da. La 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 la
la. Boxingvoice.com.
Everybody fight it. Be like this. The Uno.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Boxing Voice. What's going on, Boxing Voice?
What's up, Alex?
Ness, Alex, Matt, what's up, man? Everybody. Hey, go straight to the topic, man. My first thought was, you know, Billy Joe Saunders was being weak, man. I was thinking, oh, calling out Amir Khan, Walter Waite. But then I started, you know, thinking more about it. So thinking, okay, Canelo did it. Triple G did it. So I can't give him too much shit for it. And I understand him. He doesn't want to wait around for that paycheck. You know, he did like Khan made a big mistake with kept waiting for the paycheck. So he's trying to go out and create his own paycheck by fighting Amir Khan out there in the UK, get that money, which would probably sell. But But Khan's camp, man, they need to think twice, man. I mean, we seen what Canelo did, man, putting Khan to sleep the way he did. I mean, what's Billy Joe Saunders going to do? They're putting Khan's health at risk, man, for that money, for that revenue. So I think they need to think twice about that. But all these welterweights, you know, fighting these middleweights and everything, how can we don't hear too much about middleweights going up to fight some super middleweights that are out there? I mean, there's some names out there that with titles that Saunders could try to move up, dare to be great. But, I mean, this whole thing is all business moves, man, risk and reward. Just like Mike Tyson said, man, all these fighters are businessmen now. And when he was in the ring, he was a killer, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if I don't agree with it. Don't care to watch it. But I mean, you got Jacobs out there. But I mean, like we said, risk reward. Jacobs is a lot of risk, and what's the paycheck going to be? So that was what my thoughts on that. Glad to have you guys on. Glad to have you guys back. Boxing Voice, man.
Alex, thanks for holding it down while we were gone. We're going out to Gary in Dallas. Talk to us.
Boxing Voice, good to have you guys back. I think you guys are sleeping on Billy Joe Saunders. I think Golovkin didn't want to fight him because I don't think he can beat him. I mean, Saunders is a tough guy to win rounds against. He's not going to get, he's not going to get into a slugfest with Golovkin. And you saw on Saturday how one-dimensional Triple G is. I mean, this guy's like Laura now. No one wants to fight him because, A, you're not going to look good against him, and B, you might not be able to beat him. So why would you fight someone? Why would Triple G or Canelo fight someone that they might not be able to beat? And even if you do beat him, you're not going to look good against them. It's the same thing, same problem that Arisande Laura has. Like, there's no reason for me to fight that guy. I think what Saunders has to do is, because I don't really want to see the Khan fight, right? I mean, that's a money grab, and if he wants to take it, that's his pocket making money. But he should call out Jacobs, right? He's got to call out Jacobs, because the winner of that fight, it's only logical for them, for the winner of that fight, to fight the winner of the rematch, right? I mean, that only makes logical sense. So if Saunders' goal is to fight the winner of Triple G and Canelo, then he's got to call out Jacobs and he's got to beat Jacobs. That's the only way he's going to get that fight.
Well, all right, Gary. Thanks for calling in, my friend. We're wrapping this one up. We got a couple of minutes, so we're going to make these last couple of calls quick. We're going out to the 803-599, 803-559. Who's this?
Nigga, you know who is dead? What's wrong with you? Poor
nigga, the bro, I think you need to watch your mouth, man.
It was your idea to make this bullshit show about
Yo, get off the speakerphone. Get off the speakerphone.
My laptop, dog. My shit got fucked up.
Duh, so you got to get headphones. Beat it, bro. What the hell? You've been calling in for 5 years and you think you just break rules.
Great. Listen. Yo, I want to hear about Billy Joe. Fuck Billy Joe.
All right. Well, then, if you let us get to the other callers that do want to talk, we could be done with the show, and you ain't got to hear it no more.
You're getting another show for the crow. Let me know that. Are you getting the show for the crow today?
I don't know. Are you subscribed? You'll get the notification.
Yeah. Nigga, you know I'm the landlord here. Stop your bullshit, man.
90 seconds.
Look,
you poor John Patreon. I'm gonna catch you later on. One love, Maori.
Taking all that time. Going out to Marcus in D.C., I believe, too. I don't even know. I got no producer flying solo.
Yes, what's happening? You know who it is, man. Everything is good, man. Great fight, man. Look, Billy Ho, man, we know how he do, man. He a publicity bandit. He gets in there when the fight is minimized risk. And Amir Khan is a minimized.
60 seconds.
Khan takes the fight, but so be it, you know. But I think he's trying to save. He said he want to retire. So he wouldn't dare put himself in a fight like this. At this juncture, he wouldn't put himself in a fight that he can risk either fighting either Canelo or Triple G after next year, this time next year after their rematch. I think we saw a great fight. I'll wait for the later call show for that to talk about that. But, man, look, we know how Billy Ho go. Low risk, highest reward as possible until he fights somebody where he can really get some money and cash out, man. He's not built for this 160. Jamal Charlo is up there. The killers are back in the 160, and he wants to be out. That's my call, man. I'll holler at y'all later. Welcome back, man.
Thank you for calling in, Marcus. I disagree.
10 seconds.
I really do disagree, Mr. Lyonnaise. I think that
with
the last caller and some of the other ones that felt the same, I don't think that Billy Joe is afraid. I believe, like a previous caller said, Billy Joe is a very difficult style. I mean, he's a tough boxer.
You know what? I'm looking at the fire right now. And I'm seeing his movement and the way he fights, man. He's a difficult guy to get a distance on, and he's pretty good with his distance. He gave Monroe a lot of trouble, and
Monroe's supposed to be a good boxer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That right hand, that right jab to the body that he has, followed up by that looping left hook. You know, he's been doing that a lot so far. I'm on the sixth round so far. I've been watching it silently as we spoke, and. I don't think this is a guy that's afraid.
Of course.
I think this is all mental.
I think
it's a business move.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the same page.
And like Alex mentioned, you know, Canelo did it. Triple G did it. So it's kind of hard to knock this guy for it now. Obviously, the hardcore fight fans that, you know, want the fighters to go for the glory instead of the money, we don't want to see him fight Amir Khan. Amir Khan, however, does present, you know, problems. He has very fast hands. Like I said, if Amir Khan doesn't get hit, if he doesn't get knocked out, does he still have a chance? And you know, now that we've been into the show this long, I'm not gonna say that Amir Khan would get slept if he had a good game plan, and it would be the more attractive fight for Billy Joe as far as money. So you know, I can't hate on Billy Joe, and after seeing him right now, what's going on in the seventh round, his performance, he knows how to box. I can't say that he would be afraid to fight.
Prove that in the Eubank fight and the Andy Lee fight, even in the Akakov fight where he looked kind of bad. I think I'm pronouncing that totally bad.
But who catches a hard fight before the big fight, right? Who really does that? Nobody's.
Well, that's the thing. It's not that. It's like, how long are you going to be fighting these bottom feeders waiting for the big fight, though? Like, that's what we're mad at. Like, he's been waiting for Triple G and Canelo. And you know, we have to start to think about it. We need to scratch our heads. When Canelo was offered, he was 154-pound WBO champion when he beat Liam Smith, and the WBO offered him a shot at Billy Joe Saunders at 160. He didn't take it. But, again, I mean, why fight Billy Joe Saunders for a title at 160 when you can fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. on pay-per-view and make over a million pay-per-views and get richer? This is still a business.
More attractive.
Yeah, it is more attractive. But give me your final thoughts, man. I mean, where do you see I guess your final thoughts on the topic, and then that one guy that you wouldn't mind seeing Billy Joe with next, I guess.
I guess final thoughts on this would be Billy. You know, we can't hate on you to make a nice paycheck and take an easier fight than a David Lemieux or a Danny Jacob would be for you before you maybe got that Canelo or Triple G lottery ticket. But I would like to see him with Lemieux. I would like to see him with David Lemieux. I don't know if Danny's scheduled to fight in October. Is he, or does he have anything coming up?
He has nothing, but he posted an interesting post the day of the fight for Canelo and Triple G. He said, good luck to my next opponent. So posted the picture of both of them facing off and, like, you know, saying good luck. So he wants the winner, or whoever, really, right? Because now they both had a draw, so it's whoever. But obviously, you know who he wants. Now that it's a draw, you want Canelo. He's still the bigger guy. We want to see what these pay-per-view numbers do. Make sure that you subscribe right here to the YouTube channel, because we will be back with that Canelo and Triple G post-fight talk. We're even thinking about doing a live scoring. We have the fight We want to talk about that. We have to talk about our experience as well. We were sponsored by Chivas Regal, the liquor. We had the Uppercut, the Contender, the Fighter. We had a couple of drinks thanks to them. They definitely had TBV and its friends in VIP in the T-Mobile Arena living it up. And we're definitely going to share all that with you guys and our Patreons, of course. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review if you enjoy this podcast. A lot of you guys saying, oh, glad you're back. Glad you're back. Make sure that you've reviewed this. All right. Don't just say you're glad you're back. Let the world know how important it is, because those reviews are important to me and every one of my hosts. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO.
And you can catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linus, L-A-I-N-E-Z. Catch me on IG, Alex_Doomsday_Linus. And don't forget to support us on Patreon. Get all that exclusive footage. And
oh, yeah, a lot of sparring going up. Deadline was yesterday. All fighters have submitted their sparring. Those that have not are off the card. And I don't know if I even gave my final thoughts or not, but I'm going to make it super-duper quick by saying my final thoughts are really I want Canelo to face Billy Joe. Billy. Even though it's a tough fight and one that he could probably lose, I still want that because it will make the rematch in Cinco de Mayo even bigger. And hopefully we'll be back out there live from Beer House tearing it the fuck down again. Eric Cruz, review. Eric Cruz says review where? Review on iTunes, my friend. Reviews on iTunes are important to me and every single host. All right. So drop that 5-star review on iTunes. You don't need any account. It's absolutely free. You do need an account, but it's still free. All right. Don't worry about it. So drop it. Drop it. We out of here. Peace. Hey.